Misa Radio. The African voice. It's all about you.
This is the second half of the show. So, wow, it's a Monday edition with myself, Tinsolo Kaogelo Phakula. And at this particular moment, I would like to say I am so happy that we are welcoming back the Directorate of Counseling and Career Development right here at the University of South Africa to have thought-provoking and very motivational and encouraging and empowering conversations with them once again on UNISA Radio, because it is for us as students, and you know how much we would benefit from these conversations. So, like I said, we have the directorate, and today we are going to be talking about how to get started with your studies. So I am joined in studio by Mr. Arnold de Toit, who is the senior student counselor at the directorate, alongside Mpho. Fantastic, Mpho, very good afternoon, and welcome to UNISA Radio.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Mr. Arnold, welcome back to UNISA Radio.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Tetswala, and I trust you'll have a lovely year.
Great, great. Thank you. And so today we are talking about the ways, rather, or how to get started with your year, your career, and everything around that. So how do we get started? That's the big question. I think that's what is in the court, because so many people are running around the ideas of, okay, I want this, they have resolutions, they have goals, they have everything. Now, people have placed the pen on the page, but they don't know where to get started. So, Mr. Arnold de Toit, where can a student start?
Yeah, that's a big question, because some of us are still recovering from last year. And this year is already 1 month into it. Well, I think that, let me play with the words ending on shin, okay? Mm-hmm. I think what's important is motivation, administration, collaboration, and dedication. So those are the things necessary. Just to take the first one, motivation, that one should be getting ready mentally and physically and gear oneself up and get oneself clarified in one's thinking and be ready to go. So I think those things around motivation would be important. And often there's such a lot of scurrying around and getting oneself, trying to be ready and organizing a lot. But motivation is one of the things that would be important when getting started. Getting some things clear in one's mind as to what to do and what one wants to do and the direction in which one is going to do those things.
Yo, that's actually very powerful. However, not many students or many young people get that motivation very easily. Then where would they have to source it?
Well, part of the motivation is to get things ready in one's thinking. And one of those things would be the administration, because if one hasn't got one's administration clear, you know, it's sort of muddled and one doesn't know in which direction one goes. So administration would contribute a lot to one's motivation, and there one would think about some very basic things and some things like, you know, just for instance, understanding how ODL works and how this whole system of getting study material, studying on one's own, studying online, getting study material online, getting acquainted with how the whole system works and what it is that is required of one.
That's very amazing. It almost, you know, I think it's getting closer to really making one get on into their gears and run this academic race. Now, the whole idea of an academic year, I'm sure there is something that even as a tool person or somebody who fixes things or who just attaches things in their box, they need to have certain tools. What tools are these for students?
Excellent question. And I want to tie up with this word administration again. And I want to throw in things like planning and study material and assignment dates and exam dates, and all of these things would in effect be some tools that one should get ready with which to organize and to manage one's studies. If I can just take planning, for instance, and the whole idea of making sure you've got all the dates ready, where you would just do some very basic and some very simple, like taking a calendar, which is now that thing with all the dates of the year on it, and just write down when are those assignment dates for this and that and the next module. When are those provisional exams going to take place? So that would be a tool, just to get started with that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You know, in my head, I'm thinking, Mr. Arnold is going to tell me to go buy a stationery. And, you know, that's it.
Well, stationery is of course important. Some very basic things are important. But I think, you know, let's just take the matter of study material. Now, again, under administration, have I got all the study material? Have I got... And yeah, I could also throw the word resources, because resources... Now, administration sounds a very common word, but there's really a lot attached to it. If one thinks of the resources, what are all my resources? And, you know, so not just pen and paper, pen, pencil and paper, but, you know, what resources do I receive? The study guides, the tutorial letters, I need to get prescribed textbooks perhaps, and I need to download my electronic study material from my UNISA. I have to get my my UNISA email activated. Another resource would be the My Studies brochure, which I can download from my UNISA. So a very important thing in getting ready, which is like the pen and paper or the pencil and paper, is to get acquainted with your electronic pen and paper, and which is my UNISA. That's a very, very important pen and paper tool.
Yeah. That's very true. That's very true. And I feel that there's so much that students overlook when it comes to the administration. And we overlook it, or rather we start looking at it at a very later stage within the semester. And by then, fine, it's still good to look, but it's quite too late, because then if you got it done in the beginning, it would have been very resourceful. So... looking at the fact that it's the second month within the current year, and that means we just over a month ago, we were just last year. How does reflection play a role at this point?
Yes, reflection is always important. If I may just quickly jump back to what you've said about the getting ready, and then it's one of the most basic and sort of... common sense things is to carefully read your tutorial letter 101. You know, it could happen that the student gets to the end of the semester and has never really carefully read through that tutorial letter, and then suddenly discovers this or that or the next, or they I don't want to use the word lazy, but perhaps they're not that motivated to go through that sort of dreary administrative information. You must really check through that stuff, because there may be some gold nuggets and some very important pointers regarding the way that you want to go, especially if one thinks that you're on this road or on this trip for probably some years still to come, or that are left. So do make sure. Getting to, Tanswala, getting to your last question about the reflection. Yes, to always think about what one is doing, so that one can think of how to improve the things that one is doing, and to make sure that one is on the right track with what one is doing. And the reflection is probably, okay, it's the second month now. What are all the things that have been happening? All those obstacles that I needed to overcome, the late registrations, awaiting study material, paying the last minimum fees, you know, those sorts of things. And then think, you know what, this type of thing might happen again in the future. Let me be careful. Let me make some notes. Let me think ahead. Let me try and be a bit earlier next time round. And of course, the reflection also about, do I understand what is ahead? So reflection of what is still coming. So those are the types of things that would be important to think about. And it's always good to reflect and to take a pause and take a deep breath and say, okay, how can I try and make things better? How can I try not to be too flustered and too nervous, and let me move forward.
Sure. All right. So, you know, this also exists even in Tutorial Letter 101, where they advise them that, listen, you can study like this. You can put down your hours like this. Please kindly share us your ideal study plan, how people can use, or rather how students can use their time wisely.
Yes. You know, Tinswala, I've got such a lot of stuff that we can share. And I'm just thinking of the word to getting ready. And I want to get to that study plan just now. But remember, I said motivation, administration, collaboration. And collaboration is important because you need to have some support from your family, from your friends. You need to talk to people, so collaborate. In the collaboration, make use of resources such as your library, the Directorate for Student Counseling, tutorial groups that you can join. So that sort of collaboration, not being in it alone, but being in it together with others, that's important. Now, getting to the study plan, now this is where some dedication really comes in. You know, there may be an ideal study plan, but let's rather say it's some general principles, because I think everyone's study plan can be a bit different depending on the circumstances. You know, perhaps one person is working, the other person has got family responsibilities, the other person can study sort of full-time. Yeah, and then the other one has got five modules, good grief. That really takes some careful juggling of time. The other one has got two or three modules, which is fine. But I think linking on a basic thing would be to say, okay, how much time have I got? What is the amount of time that I've got per week, roughly? And then you say, okay, now let me think. Roughly I'll be needing so many hours for personal hygiene, for personal maintenance, which would include sleeping and eating and so on. Then there would be other things that one would consider, such as, let's call it time which is necessary for management, such as going some places, getting things ready, doing things. And then also, what is the actual study time that I have available? And then you take those modules and you try and spread them across the days and slot them into the hours that you got for those days. Let me take a very easy example. Let's say you study for, say, 6 days of the week. That's 6 days, so let's call them day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And let's say you've got 4 modules. And let's name them one. Let's name them A, B, C, and D. Now play around a bit with making a study plan. So perhaps under day one we'll put A, and under day two we'll put B, and under day three we'll put C. Day four we put D, and then we start with five, and we start with A again. So what I'm trying to say is try and get, let's say, at least 2 modules studied per day. And you rotate them amongst those days. You know, almost like at school, we had different subjects on different days at different study periods. So try and sort of keep all the horses running on the track, make sure that you do look at that exam dates, or rather the assignment dates. But we have an example. Check out these brochure that you can download on UNISA, my studies at UNISA, and also very good resources that I would like to mention is the UNISA address with a / and the word counseling. So it runs like this: www.unisa.ac.za/counseling. Somewhere there is an example of a timetable, a good timetable. Go and hunt for it. And let us know if you find it. Email us at counseling unisa.ac.za. If you do not find it, or if you find it, if you do not find it, let's send you the link then by email.
Well, because of course, if you do not find it, just mention that you didn't find it. Don't make them guess.
No, for sure. But this is an exercise. It's like like looking for treasure. It's a treasure hunt.
Well, Mpo, so I hear you were having a caucus before. Yeah. Did everything fall into the caucus?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. So Mr. Arnold's got this will. He's got this will. Fantastic. We're just about to wrap, and I think there's so much that's very exciting about this conversation that a student would really, really sit down and think, you know, that thing that really says, let me start. And Mr. Arnold has mentioned that it's motivation. You need to look at that. And now, how to motivate yourself, there's so many resources that you can look at, brochures, the internet as well, just to iron on one video that tells you, if you study, you're going to be great in future. And you're like, yes, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to be this kind of a person. So, Mr. Arnold, what are the don'ts for this year? If you were to advise someone, the don't do.
The don't do.
Yeah.
Now, that's difficult. I think each one of us know, or each one of us knows, what are typically don't do's. And I think one of the things is that we so easily lose track of our available time, and we get engrossed with things that really do not have much value, and we don't really get much return of investment on those things. And it might just be indiscriminate usage of time. We must have a lot of fun, we must have a lot of focus, but we must know how to manage that. So I think do not lose balance
Be
perhaps a good thing not to do, and that would include so many other things. So let me just give the general idea or principle: don't lose balance.
I recall last year, even though I will not repeat it in your exact same words, you said last year, he said the don'ts should be that do not repeat what you have done that did not get you where you want to be. That was Mr. Arnold.
Oh, my goodness.
So I remember that. So I'm like, is it going to be still the same thing? I'm like, you know, I'm holding to that. So this year, it's balance. So this year, do not do what will keep you out of balance. Stay in balance. Yes. Keep all your horses in the track. Well, Mpo, do you want to add on before we close?
No, I'm fine.
You're fine. Yeah. Fantastic. Mr. Arnold, did we miss anything?
No, Mr. Ntswalo, I think we are fine. Of course, there's still lots of things, but everyone can also add that to the list. Things that would be especially relevant to them.
Yeah. But that's very nice. So the email to email on, it's counseling@unisa.ac.za. Am I correct?
That's correct.
Fantastic. Mr. Arnold and Paul, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Did you know you can stream UNISA Radio on radio.unisa.ac.za/live or download our app on any mobile device from Android to Nokia to Apple to BlackBerry? Stay connected.